Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Good Day program. Yes, open your mouth, Jay, and say, I'll be Dr. Doug for a while and check out, see what's going on inside of your mouth. Do you have the good stuff in your mouth? Are you worried about getting COVID-19? We're going to put that idea into your head and then tell you how to deal with it, at least from our perspective, because that's what we do here on the Good Day program. I've been asked by some of the program directors of the new stations that are carrying the program for the first time this week to explain. These are former First Light stations that now are carrying this program because that program has gone away. There are other programs as things expand and contract. Things are always changing. Things are in flux. Things are different. Things are new. So for those of you who didn't know that this program existed, it actually started in October of 1988. The Good Day program, initially with me, went on the air several months after Limbaugh went on the air. It was sort of the emergence of the new era of talk radio. Talk radio had been around since there were bits and pieces of talk radio around in the 60s, the late 60s, and then it became a little more prevalent in the 70s. There were characters around that were doing syndicated talk radio. There were local talk radio hosts who did evening programs on a lot of stations. The good stations had music during the day in the 60s, and then they had a sports show on early in the evening, and then they did a talk show that was pretty much what went on with some of the high-powered stations, and then the medium market stations started doing the same thing with local talent. And then Limbaugh came along and popularized the idea of having a program with a good host that could make a difference. And so with that is not to get too inside, Jay, but the idea of stations giving up their inventory, that is, the way that they made money was to sell commercials, and that was their inventory. So If they were going to give up their inventory, it had to be for something that was really pretty good. And Limbaugh turned out to be the ticket for that. And then a few of us came along shortly after that. And as it turns out, this is the only program that has survived through the years for whatever the reason, whether it's me just in my stick-to-itiveness or the fact that people like listening to originally it was me by myself for a number of years. And I know when I first went on the air in 1988 doing this program, I've been on the radio since the mid-60s, but doing this program, I knew that there were no listeners for months. There was a few here and there. They're trying to get stations. And so sooner or later, it started to build up, and we had momentum. And the discussion was much more political when I got started because Limbaugh set that tone. It was about politics. And then over the years, the program has matured. I got away from being one side or the other side because there was plenty of that, and I didn't need to do it as I had started doing it. I just became an observer of things. I talked about what you need to know, and I think we're still doing that. As a matter of fact, I know we are, talking about things that merely are sometimes silly, sometimes good, sometimes there's a problem, we try to fix it, that sort of thing. But basically, It's about the events of the day. It's the things that you can wrap yourself around. So I hope that's clear. The essence of us going back and forth, we're into good things, sometimes we're into sad things, because that's the way of the world. There is much good out there. There's much more good than there isn't. But for some reason, it doesn't attract attention the way things that aren't so good attract attention, whether that's our psyche, whether that's what we've become used to. But you'll hear me often with Jay's concurrence, maybe it sounds like an attack on the news media. And in some circumstances, yeah, that's what it is. Because I think we need to question authority. We need to, and news media, the presentations, they see themselves as the authority, right? Yeah, all the news that's fit to print. Who the hell are you to tell me what's fit to print? And can I figure it out on my...
Well, and that's one of the things, too, learning to differentiate fact from opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So with that in mind, and some of the other folks who have been around for a long time doing this tend to be a little more one-sided these days, although we're getting away from that. The idea that this is a program that's not like everybody else. I don't like defining myself by looking at somebody else and saying, okay, well, we're not this. What we are is a pitch for answers, a pitch for some fun conversation, the world, and a pitch for optimism, I think, as much as anything else. The world is a happening place. And it seems that sometimes, I mean, we look at the last 2-3 years and think, my God, look at what's going on. COVID, 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 the economy, the economy, the economy, the people who, the millennials and their lack of being able to, you know, kind of inveigle themselves into life in America, what American life is about, January 6th, the war in Ukraine. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And is it as bad as it seems? No, it's never as bad as it seems. It is always, as Eric Idle sings every once in a while, we hear, always look on the bright side of life. So that's kind of what you're going to get here as you're listening to us talk about people and things. The COVID-19 situation, here we go. The fact that it can rebound, even if you have taken Paxlovid, you've had it, you had your shots, you have taken Paxlovid, and there still is an experience that's being had by many people, rebounding symptoms. Doesn't make any difference whether they've been treated or not.
Mm-hmm.
The
having the
study,
the initial positive test, and then kind of recovering, having some days of negative testing, then all of a sudden you're testing positive again.
Yeah. It happens all the time. I saw it with the people, a couple of the people who work on the farm here with me. For those of you who don't know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And we talk a lot about things on the farm, the basics of life. And this certainly has become a basic. And it ends here. It's up and down, it's sideways. But for you to think that the world is going to be free of COVID at some point in time, you're being foolish, because it isn't. COVID is here to stay, thanks to the Chinese government, much as anything else. And that's another thing. I'm happy to point my finger in a direction where I believe responsibility, in this case, belongs. If you, well, you can't prove that. You know what? I can, in my own mind, look at the situation. I am convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, in fact, and you've heard this from the very beginning from me, is the Chinese created this thing in a laboratory. They released it on purpose. They didn't quite know what they had, so they weren't able to control it, even in their own country. And so they've created mayhem. They've created all kinds of distortions and disruptions around the world for their benefit. Make no mistake about it. They have plans that don't involve America being the most popular place on the planet. Even though you don't see people trying to rush into China, right? They don't have illegals trying to get into their country. Nope, they don't have people from all over the world coming to their country because it's that shining bright light on the hill. And so here we are, still with people coming from all over the world that want to be here because this is a cool place. Now, did we handle COVID well? Nah, not really. We succumbed to the Chinese baloney. But, well, I mean, there are people here who are talking it through and they're focused on it. And now that if I point the finger of blame at China now, it doesn't make any difference. People are going to believe what they want to believe. So the more important part of understanding this is that you were going to be exposed to COVID for the rest of your life. Like we are exposed to the flu bug. This is another flu bug. Like you're all exposed to the colds that many of us get off and on. Like you're exposed to many other things. There are lots of viruses in the air. There are lots of bacteria in the air. And so you get symptoms, and you're going to get sick, and some people are going to die. You know, that's it. And so this is the study that's released here, Jay, shows that 12% of people with COVID-19 had a viral rebound. And the meaning there is that they test positive again several days after they test negative. And this has been something that's been documented over and over and over again. As I said, it doesn't make a difference whether you take Paxlovid, whether you've had your shots. It doesn't make any difference. So then people say, well, why would we bother to get shots? That's a fairly good question. The answer that Dr. Ken Kronhaus would give you, who's one of the doctors that's connected to the program, is that if you take the shots, you have a much better chance of surviving if you get a serious case. Jack Stockwell, the other doctor associated with the program, would tell you just the opposite, that we don't know what's in the shots. Who knows what's going to happen to you and your family and your body, you know, 18, 19, 20 years down the road. And that's also, I think, a legitimate concern because people don't have it. Yeah. Right.
Well, and so, I think at this point, and we all know somebody who has been vaccinated, and we know people who have not been vaccinated. We know people who got really sick, regardless of the vaccination status, and we know people who had just, it seemed like, the worst sinus infection they've ever had. I feel like at this point, we all know somebody who has been hospitalized, who hasn't been, who has possibly died. There's almost really no rhyme or reason who it's attacking and how, at what level, at what extent.
Well, I'm convinced, Jay, that the people who have the stronger immune systems, and maybe because I have one, maybe that's my prejudice, I knock on wood, I've not had it that I know of. But then, again, there are people who've had it and they didn't know they had it. When it first happened in March, when I was living in California, as I normally do in the wintertime, and this thing came about, I just hightailed it out of California and drove across the country back to Massachusetts with my dog. And I didn't feel well. I felt awful. I didn't have the symptoms that most people are established with COVID, but I didn't feel well. And when I got back here, I felt great. And I haven't, you know, I've had a little bit here and there where I've thought, okay, maybe I've got this, that, and, you know, a little fever, yada, yada, but I've not succumbed. And so, I only say that because I think that having a strong immune system for all the right reasons, no matter what the circumstances, is the right way to, you know, to get at this. Okay, 18 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working that fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
What would you do with extra money this summer? Fill the tank? How about a vacation? During Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps, a Staples Rewards member could win one of five $5,000 Visa gift cards to use for, or maybe... Every $50 spent in store automatically earns you an entry. Not a rewards member? Join today and enter Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older, and state 6. Visit staplesconnect.com/fuelyoursummersweeps for complete rules and eligibility.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know the cancer is there. As to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, all about the coming and going of people, because people drive everything, right? And so we spend some time every hour going through the trending items on social media. Ellen is it Pompeo or Pompeo? It's
Pompeo.
Pompeo.
Ellen Pompeo.
Okay. So this is the, 21st year of Grey's Anatomy coming up this fall?
And it has been around for a long time.
Yeah. This was the first one that Shonda Rhimes did, I think. Isn't it? Wasn't this the first show that kind of got her started on her
career?
Yeah,
this was the big Shonda Lynn show.
Right. Yeah, anyway. So Ellen Pompeo says that she's not going to be around as much as she was. And so what's the scoop? What is going on with Grey's Anatomy? It's back on ABC, I think, but is it going to be elsewhere? Let's find out about that after this.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. For millions of households, the largest monthly payment they make is rent, but rent typically only shows up in a credit report if a payment is missed. As a result, renters are finding themselves at a financial disadvantage. Kevin Palmer, head of Freddie Mac Multifamily.
If you pay your rent on time, you ought to get credit, just like you would for a timely mortgage payment. We're working to make sure that happens, because a higher credit score can make a huge difference in life's major purchases, like a house, an education, or even a car.
Presently, less than 10% of renters see their on-time rental history reflected in their credit score.
Freddie Mac's new credit-building program has helped tens of thousands of renters raise their credit scores. And now, first-time homebuyers can use their solid rent payment history when applying for a mortgage. We've even taken extra steps to ensure that renters who struggle financially aren't penalized for missing a payment.
Learn more about how renters can build their credit at FreddieMac.com/renter credit.
So I remember when this show first started, for some reason, I'm talking about Grey's Anatomy, for some reason it was well known that Ellen Pompeo was being paid a lot of money. I don't know where she came from. A lot of these TV shows have found actors and actresses that are seasoned in their craft, but they weren't well known. I think about Jason Begay in Chicago PD as an example, and the cast they put together for that show all had acting chops, but not from things that you really, you know, that everybody knew. But they found seasoned actors, and you can look at some of the, all the most of the Dick Wolf shows started that way. This happens to be, Shonda's like Dick Wolf in that their production teams are very prolific. So anyway, Grey's Anatomy, she's going to be in 8 or so episodes, it would seem, because she's going to do this limited series on Hulu that really is kind of strange, isn't
it? Yes. So regarding Grey's Anatomy, it comes back in October for its 19th season, and she's still going to narrate pretty much every episode as she has. Yeah. It's just on screen. She'll have a more limited role because of this miniseries, which is based on the true story of this couple who adopted an 8-year-old child who turned out to be an adult with dwarfism. This was big in the news a couple years ago. And so now, of course, somebody had to write about it, but this is going to be, it's going to be a good one with Hulu, kind of getting more of the story behind who I believe was actually 22 at the time, and after some doctors looking into the situation, that this person actually had some like dangerous sociopathic tendencies, and this is based off of like, this seems like a real life horror film, and it was real life.
All right, so you get that story. If it's something you want to see, it'll be on Hulu. As we continue on the radio, it's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors OnStar has announced a new brand identity, ushering in the next generation of what safety and security means to its members and community. As part of the next chapter, OnStar is launching a modern, simpler design that represents its commitment to elevating the standards of safety and security, and now OnStar is expanding its services to include motorcycle riders. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
Celebrities pretending to care for the environment are being called out for their carbon footprint. A recent report from Yard, a UK marketing firm, found that musician Taylor Swift's flying habits put her atop the list of celebrity emission offenders. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Lawmakers laws for thee, not for me double standard was very prevalent in Michigan during the pandemic. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer locked down the state, yet gave her husband a free pass to take his boat out to a lake. Now it's an election year, and Republican Tudor Dixon is poised to give Whitmer a run for her re-election money. Tudor on Newsmax last night.
We have people not only within the state, but outside of the state that is, they're interested in taking Michigan back. This is a national race because this governor nationalized it when she decided to run for vice president of the United States in the middle of a pandemic and leave the people in the state with all of her radical COVID laws and COVID rules and regulations, stopped us from moving, but continued to run to go to Washington, to leave the people. She has gone after every possible area of success in the state and crushed it, and we are going to bring it back, and we are going to focus on families and make sure that this is the place everybody wants to live, work, and play.
Technically, Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. You would think our spin would be slowing down, but in reality, it's sped up this year. Earth has had its shortest day ever recorded on June 29th, with a day ending 1.59 milliseconds sooner than usual. That's according to the National Physical Laboratory in England. As scientists guess why, the Earth's rotational speed could be impacted by inner or outer layers, oceans, or the moon. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Here we are at 34 after the hour. Do you know that song that's playing in the background? Nobody's. It's because I have a disc jockey background. I got that. That's a soul. That's a song that you'd hear on channel 59, I think, on Sirius. Just that little bit. I would be a good contestant on Shazam.
Yeah, yes, you would.
I like Jamie Foxx. I always have. It's kind of cute the way he's brought his daughter. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a TV show on Fox that's a weekly show in the summertime. It's been around for 3 or 4 years. That apparently, according to the story anyway, Jamie Foxx's daughter said, "Hey, Dad, do you think we could, do you think, this is an idea for a TV show. How, you're a big guy in Hollywood, how do you think we could get this done, or who do you think could host it?" And he said, "Why can't I host it?" And his daughter said, "Well, because you're a movie star. We don't, movie stars don't do TV." And then Jamie Foxx talked to a couple of people that were his agents, and they figured out how much money they could make, and then all of a sudden Jamie Foxx was happy to be a TV star.
Well, do you remember once upon a time, it really was TV stars stuck to TV, movie stars
right.
stuck to movies,
oh, yeah.
models stuck to modeling, singers stuck to just singing. You could
right.
not really change lanes. The fact that Elvis did so was very, like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, whoa. And speaking of like, whoa, here's something that happened in New York City the other day. Apparently, there was a man accused of, he had been in this neighborhood and he was attacking people. And a Filipino-American who's a mixed martial artist stopped this attacker. There were 6 different incidents, and the police couldn't catch up with this guy. But apparently this MMA guy saw something going down, and he went after the fellow. He was just attacking people on the street and trying to steal, you know, women mostly were the people he was targeting, stealing their pocketbook, whatever he could steal. But he was identified. It sounded like an episode of Law and Order or something. He was identified. People knew from the description that the next person, you know, there was one incident and then another couple of days and there was another incident. And the police have narrowed it down to this same person. So it happened. The MMA guy he's not a vigilante. He was not looking. But he saw an incident and he went after the guy and knocked him. You know, he managed to whack him. And,
get him
under control.
Sucker punched a construction worker, and he witnessed it. So
yeah.
He's a black belt, Rome Malabanan, and he went after him.
And he got him. So good for him. Not so good for Alex Jones. For those of you, he's become more of a household name. Alex Jones had a limited audience of very faithful followers. Alex Jones was a very successful, well, it depends on how you measure success, but success in the fact that he had a very loyal audience, an audience that would buy the products that he would sell. He created a lot of products in his own house, if you will, in his own world that competed with other products, and he made a lot of money selling fear, anger, hatred, and stuff for your hair, and among other things. Anyway, so he's in court now. For those of you who are not up on what's happened, he was sued by parents. He went on the air after the Sandy Hook incident in Connecticut, which was 10 years ago, believe it or not. Went on the air and made a lot of people cringe when he talked about how it was a big setup. It was nothing, you know. It was a big fake. It was. It didn't really happen. And so it so irritated the parents of the children who were killed in Sandy Hook that they sued him, and rightfully so. So because he's headquartered in Texas, the suit is taking place in Texas, and so one of the things that he said on his radio program called InfoWars was that this was all staged, it was all a lie. And then yesterday on the stand, he conceded that the massacre was 100% real. And the courtroom listened to him talk about what, you know, he kept backpedaling, though. I saw some of the video and heard some of the audio. I don't know if you did, Jay, or not. But the main context was that he was put into a corner because apparently his lawyer took 2 years' worth of all the texts, and supposedly it was by mistake. I don't know. How do you know whether it was or it wasn't by mistake? But the guy that was prosecuting the case got all of his email, and all of his email, you know, pretty much nails him to the wall. This guy's not, uh-huh. There's no way he's not going to be found guilty.
Some of it was supposed to be sent, but his own legal team did not mean to send everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, and he's kind of being a wise guy. about all of this stuff still, and he goes on the air because he's still doing his radio program, and he takes shots at what's going on in the procedure. It doesn't seem to me that would be the smartest approach to take if you were trying to lay low, but he's not. He's one of these people that, from my judgment, I've only met the guy once, and he doesn't usually involve himself in the circulatory things that many of us do. We have had over the years an association of talk hosts. We've had two or three different events during the year where we get together in conferences, and he's not a part of that. But at any rate, there have been a lot of moments in this trial, the judge chastising him for a number of things like, hello, lying, chewing gum when he was on the stand. I mean, what kind of a... Who does that? Yeah, he said that it was a hoax, and of course it wasn't. And a lot of people, actors on his show, I mean, it was crude, it was crass, it was one of those things. And then now the issue is freedom of speech. If you look in the courtroom on one of the things posted by his defense, this issue is about freedom of speech. And, yeah, you can say what you want, but then after that, you suffer the consequences if what you say isn't true or defames somebody or is misrepresenting the facts, so you get sued. And in this case, he's a coward. He's declared bankruptcy already because he knows he's going to be found guilty. He's going to have to pay a huge fine, and who knows what else they're going to do to him. He has the right to say what he wants to say. I defend that with him,
to an extent. But like you just said, when it comes to defamation, you are not allowed to do that. That's hence this defamation trial. Hence the whole.
Well, you're allowed to do it, but you suffer the consequences. You suffer the consequences of it. If you do it, then you got to know that after you do it, you're going to face the music. And that's what he's doing. I just don't, that's not my brand of talk radio. It does appeal to a certain audience. There are a lot of angry people in America who, don't like the man, or they think that we have created an elite class and Alex Jones is there to save you from that, the elite class. And so, anyway, it's pretty disgusting. Frankly, but it gives talk radio a bad name. I remember when my daughter was in college. Kids talk about what their parents do for a living, and Megan would say, "My dad's a talk radio personality," and the kids always would react the same way. You mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? No, nothing like Rush Limbaugh. But there is that. The people who stand out or who make the most noise or get the most attention oftentimes define what, is the greater, the bigger picture. And that goes for a lot of things. In business, a lot of people think that Jeff Bezos defines what being a billionaire is. No, doesn't define that at all. He's one of, 400 billionaires on the planet? Are they all like him? No. It's that kind of thing. It's like saying that all nurses are the same, or you pick a category of anything, and they're not all the same. People who are Republicans are not all like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Garth or who some of these other characters are. It's very interesting. The vote was taken yesterday on that the expansion of NATO, and 98 of the senators voted to support Finland and Sweden joining NATO. Two did not. One of them was Rand Paul, who voted present, and I don't quite understand why. I'd like to look into that a little bit more, what his thing was about that. But then there also, in the no category, was one Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. What his deal was, I don't know. I didn't get it, but he certainly... Well, why? Why would you not support Finland and Sweden going into NATO? What would be your reason for that? Would be the question that I'd want to ask him. At any rate, okay.
And I feel like when people do vote one way or the other, there should be. They should have to explain why or why not. There should be just complete openness.
Yeah. Speaking of people who are in government, Congresswoman from Indiana, Jackie Walorski, was killed in a car crash. We'll talk about that as we continue here on Good Day. It's 45 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and TrueYOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
47 after the hour, the program brought to you in part today by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, your RV, your car, for protection that you need on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Dial that number, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. And yes, the spots that are playing on TV with John Hamm now are kind of cute. For Progressive. They are. They're kind of cute. All right, so here's the story of Indiana Representative Jackie, I believe her name is pronounced Walorski, who is one of four people killed in a crash in Indiana. This is out sort of in a rural area of Indiana. The driver headed southbound on one of the state routes was killed. Also, two passengers of the vehicle headed northbound were killed. And I guess one of the drivers did survive.
Right? Yeah, and the driver of the northbound vehicle was in critical condition, and it was just this horrific head-on collision. Happened a little after 12 noon on Wednesday, and it's really sad.
I had a friend, I used to be on the board of trustees of my alma mater, which is Heidelberg University in Northwest, in Tiffin, Ohio, in Northwest Ohio. One of the fellows who was on the board with me was a very interesting guy. His name was Fred. I'm trying to remember his last name. Began with an F. Anyway, not important to the story. He and his wife were driving on a rural... Tiffin is a rural area. Those of you who are in Northwest Ohio, you know this is another farm area. I loved it. I loved going to school there because it was made me feel at home. Anyway, so this guy was traveling on one of these county roads, narrow roads, and he missed a stop sign. He was driving 65 miles an hour down this country road, went through the stop sign talking to his wife, got hit broad, just smashed by a truck on the other road, killed instantly with his wife. Just, you know, that's sometimes, especially this time of year when the corn is high, some of these areas you can't see at all. So, kind of a sad reality. It's 10 before the hour.
trader. Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Three after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our daily visit into the farm world, the food family, the connection of the farms to your family and the food that you're eating. You'll be all happy to know, Jay, that today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Whether you like them or you don't like them, lots of people, I like chocolate chip. I like the chocolate chip cookies with the white chocolate in them as well.
Yep. Oh, good grief. The chocolate that's not actually chocolate.
Chocolate, right, exactly. Toll House Cookies started in Whitman, Massachusetts, and it's grown from there. Frankly, it's their regular chocolate cookies, and then there's chocolate chip. A chocolate chip in a chocolate cookie, not so. Find them. They're around.
Yeah, and a lot of people like that chocolate, but that's a little bit too much for my taste. Much.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, in 1938, Ruth Graves accidentally created the first ever chocolate chip cookie. And in 63, Chips Ahoy debuted. And there's the stuff that's created in a huge factory of food has nothing, it is not even closely connected to the people who are making it out of cookie dough and put them in the oven, right? I mean, there's no comparison, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to think, it all started as an accident. Someone was actually trying to make chocolate cookies
else.
And put the chocolate in with the other stuff, thinking it would mix easily, and it didn't. And then it just created chocolate chip cookies. Happy accidents.
Yes. Today is also National White Wine Day.
Because it goes well with chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Does it really? I don't drink
white
wine.
White wine goes with everything.
Does it? It sounds like the voice of experience there. Little aperitif. Do you have a little wine before you have dinner? Is that what happens with you?
Not typically. I don't really drink too much anymore, but I do prefer a nice glass of Chardonnay over really anything else.
With fish?
Yes.
Or pork?
Oh, yes. No,
yeah,
I don't eat pork.
White
with fish.
Wine with white meat dishes, sort of, right?
And then red wine with red meat.
Yeah.
Or you can just make your own rules and drink what you want with whatever you want. It's like anarchy.
I don't do anything with wine. Actually, I just don't drink. But I understand the refreshing part of it. I have those little the slim bottles of sort of frozen ice that have flavor with them that I kind of like. And that's when I drink that, I think I'm drinking champagne. It's just yum. Okay. Also, Oreo cookies have announced that the pumpkin spice cookie will hit grocery shelves at the end of the month. This is a Halloween thing, isn't it? Fall. Oh, fall.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, fall is synonymous with pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, everything is coming for us.
All right, in a moment, the story of a farmer-owned cooperative that has created a very interesting home for organic milk. That's coming right up here.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
All right. Because the number of family farms in America has gone down as drastically as it has, mostly in the dairy area, there is this refreshing news about the group of 51 small organic dairy farms coming back, sort of recreating the reality of what co-ops are all about. The co-ops were great and have been a big part of dairying especially, but then they got so big and they got out of control, and you know what happens with big. So now these 51 farms in Vermont, Maine, New York, New Hampshire, and other places have gotten together. The milk, the label is Organic Valley. You can see that in most grocery stores pretty much across the Northwest. So good luck to them. Congratulations to them. I think that's a great story, frankly, a great family and farmer story. Look for Organic Valley Milk when you want the best. That would be my takeaway from this. It's 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.